England vs India, Josh Tung's ability bowling to the tail crucial for Ben Stokes' side, BBC Sport, date modified colon 2025-0630T18:24:01.900Z, description colon Josh Tung's ability to blow away the tail could be more significant for England than anyone realizes, writes Stephen Finn, Rabbit Pie, Why England's Tung is so good against tail-enders, published, June 30, 2025, 204 comments, seeing Ben Stokes celebrating with Josh Tung, gesturing that his fast bowler was gobbling up rabbit pie, was an amusing aside during England's win over India in the first test. Mopping up the tail is a bit of an art and not always straightforward. Believe me, this is from someone who had to bowl at Anfield while the West Indies Tino Best compiled a test match 95 at Edgbaston in 2012. Last week's test at Headingley, as amazing as it was won by England and lost by India in two facets. Firstly, India's catching was poor, as was their discipline of keeping their foot behind the line. The errors gave England reprieves worth 200 runs in the game. Secondly, the India lower order offered no resistance at all. The last four wickets put on 18 runs in the first innings and 29 in the second, with Tung picking up three of these in each innings. Image source, BBC/Crikva's image caption, this graphic shows the interception points of India's tail-enders when dismissed by Josh Tung. The dot in the batter's grill is the wicket of Mohammad Siraj. Tung's performance was eye-catching. To tail-enders, you want to be aggressive, intimidating and ruthless. Kill the tail, we used to say in team meetings and remind each other at the back of our marks in order to make sure the opposition tail didn't wag. Using your short ball is imperative to unsettle the tail-ender, but as soon as you realize the short ball has done its job of making sure the batter isn't interested in getting forward, you want to be back to a good length. Tung's awkward angle is immediately off-putting to a tail-ender. You think everything is going to hit you in the ribs. In the second innings, he bowled a triple wicket maiden to take the 7th, 8th and 9th wickets of the innings. It was the perfect example of how to intimidate and then dismiss the tail. A full away swinger was nicked to first slip by number 8 Shardul Thakur. That was followed a heavy, awkward ball to Mohammad Siraj that left Siraj walking off wringing his hand in pain after gloving it behind to Jamie Smith. Jasprit Bumrah's middle stump was flattened two balls later, with him backing away and having a big swing at one. A shot that was almost certainly as a result of what Bumrah sat and watched while Siraj was batting. It is horrible as a tail-ender sat there watching someone be aggressive to the tail. Gone are the days of the bowler's union where you would not bang one into your opposite number in the knowledge he would not bowl one to you. Image source, Reuters image caption, Ben Stokes gestures to Josh Tung after the England bowler dismantled India's tail, helmets, padding and the ability to practice better has made everyone fair game, and you're acutely aware that you'll receive a bouncer when you walk out there. Especially as you'll be tasked to do the same when you have the ball in your hand. Your palms get sweaty, you need a nervous trip to the toilet every 5 minutes, and you can't take your eyes off who the opposition captain is gesturing at to bowl next. I made the mistake of bouncing Jofra Archer in a county championship match in 2018, hitting him on the head. As soon as it was my turn to bat, I knew who'd have the ball in his hand. The index finger on my right hand is still swollen from where the first ball I faced from him squeezed in against my bat handle in front of my face. He got me out next ball for naught. The psychological lift a wagging tail gives to a dressing room is also huge. It lightens the mood, it gives players the confidence that the momentum in the game is in their favor, and you can physically see the frustration in the opposition as they toy with how to extract the last few wickets. The top order batters' minds are distracted from facing the opening overs of the following innings, and if the tail really wags, it can descend into chaos. England were the sixth worst at removing the tail in the previous cycle of the World Test Championship, with the opposition averaging 87.04 after the sixth wicket fell in that period. With the best in the world, New Zealand, conceding an average of 61.92. That is a significant 50.24 run swing across a test. Cast your mind back to the first Ashes test at Edgbaston in 2023 that Australia won by 2 wickets. In a chase of 282, Scott Boland as night watchman scored 20 from 40 balls, Pat Cummins 44 not out from 73 and Nathan Lyon a 28 ball unbeaten 16. More was made of the Stokes declaration on day one, but fundamentally, the inability to blow the tail away in the second innings was where the game was lost. Killing the tail is going to be imperative to England's success not only in this series, but in this winter's Ashes too. Tung has shown he has the skills. The likes of Carse, Archer, or Gus Atkinson could do it too. Gobbling up rabbit pie could be more important than anyone thinks. Related topics, England men's cricket team India cricket, more on this story, Archer misses out as England name unchanged team, published 23 hours ago, will Archer 2.0 still be a £100 million cheat code on England test return, published 5 days ago, comments cannot be loaded to load comments you need to enable JavaScript in your browser, view comments 204, top. Stories, live. Wimbledon, Krejcikova begins title defense, Sinner in action, 27,174 viewing 27K viewing, Al Hilal climb Everest, but worrying signs for Man City, published 6 hours ago, Faith amid the fury, how Lion King Itoj keeps his peace, published 7 hours ago, elsewhere on the BBC, going inside real life couples therapy. Investigating the rise of medical conspiracy theories, a new comedy drama wrapped in a gripping family mystery. Amazing young people across history, elsewhere in sport, Faith amid the fury, how Lion King Itoj keeps his peace, Al Hilal climb Everest, but worrying signs for Man City, is it conceivable that Mercedes could drop Russell for Verstappen, meet the only English manager at the Euros, all kinds of wizardry. Best shots from day one of Wimbledon. Video all kinds of wizardry. Best shots from day one of Wimbledon, FIFA should consider playing World Cup final at 9 a.m, I can't hear it, Wimbledon's first day of electronic calling, what are main questions facing England before Euros, a family affair as Poulter and son battle to qualify for Open, have we watched Messi's final game on global stage, who will win Euro 2025? BBC pundits make their predictions. Video who will win Euro 2025? BBC pundits make their predictions, Verstappen, Russell, and Mercedes, what factors are at play, the end of one of football's great fullback duos, where do they rank, the Commonwealth Games swimmer who might not see 40, the chase is on, why no team can feel safe against Stokes England, why best dressed officials are missing from Wimbledon, which young players could light up Euro 2025, what do you remember about? The 2013 Lions Tour, Home News Sport Business Innovation Culture Travel Earth Audio Video Live, Terms of Use about the BBC Privacy Policy Cookies Accessibility Help Parental Guidance Contact the BBC BBC Emails for You Advertise with Us, Copyright 2025 BBC. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking, window __web_app_config__=, window__initial_data_data_global_global_navigation, country="EngB and service="commercial../name../global navigation../comma/props../country../language/colon/it/comma/service/colon/commercia